and fully show up and be vulnerable and in silence, completely empty, and that's completely enough. You show up as you are without judgment, without ridicule, without fear or violence or policing or containment, and you can be there and you're filled all the way up. So we get to choose our families. We are not limited by biology. We get to make ourselves and we get to make our families.
Romance never seems to be roses. Never happy endings. Left so unpretended, but sometimes it feels good to be lonely. Call it independence. Done with this pretending. I cut you off. Don't call my line. It's not cause I'm blind, but I've been hurt one too many times. Cause that's the reason why I'm a selfish girl. I've gotta put myself first. Cause I'm a selfish girl.
Just looking that thing, looking up at this sea. Got a nice package, alright, cause I'm gonna have to ride it tonight. All my girls at the party, look at that body, shaking that thing, looking up at this sea. Got a nice package, alright.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. This is Kim. We are back for post-adolescence glow. This is 91.5 FM WMFO, Metaphor Test Free From Radio. We have had a very hectic morning. There is no power in the studio, so...
Besides the lava lamp
somehow. And thankfully, the board. But there's lots of cords everywhere, and we somehow figured it out. But yeah, so that's why we're starting late today. But big thanks to Fees for bearing with us on this and for all their help. So yeah, we have Fees this week, guys, and they actually just won Battle of the Bands and will be opening for the Flo Rida for Spring Fling. So how do you guys feel about that?
We're really excited.
Yeah.
We're really excited to hopefully collaborate with Mr. Rida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I personally was not at the Battle of the Bands, but I heard amazing things. And I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
So we kind of changed things around, making it a little bit more acoustic-y vibes. So what are you guys going to be starting with today?
We're going to start off with I'll Be Waiting, which is one of the singles we just released. We're going to release an EP, hopefully, mid to the end of May. And this one will be off that.
Awesome. So yeah, this is I'll Be Waiting by Fees. Go ahead.
Pretend I'm alright. Said we could still be friends, but I need some time. Wish it was easy, but you're still on my mind. I want you to know I'll
be waiting, waiting for you.
Without nothing to ever fill my time,
I'll stay.
You out my mind.
I'll stop waiting, waiting for you.
Things used to be so good, it just felt so right. Talking about nothing, staying up all night.
Oh!
But things have changed, I know I'll probably be fine. You know
I'll be waiting, waiting for you.
Without nothing to ever fill my time,
I'll stay waiting, waiting for you.
Can't seem to ever get you out my mind.
I'll stop waiting, waiting for you.
Stop waiting for you.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, what do you guys have next?
Yeah, so this isn't all of us, but this is many of us, and we have a few new members. So we have Mari on vocals, if you want to say hi.
Hey.
We got Jonah playing sax. Got JoJo on keys. We got Jake on the cajon, subbing in for the drums. We got Jack Wish holding it down on the bass back there. I'm Jack. And yeah, we are Fees here. We're Acousta Fees.
Beautiful. Yeah, lots of J names.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys aren't like the J band. You know?
Yeah, we basically are the J band, but.
Yeah. It's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, should we run the thick of it?
Sure.
Sweet. Yeah, this is a new one we just recorded here the other day. We're fishing up and we're really excited about it.
Keep up.
So that was an unreleased original.
Yeah, I think that's literally the
I don't know where the heck that came from.
I think it's literally the first time we've ever ran that all together.
That was so
that
good.
That was so good.
Yeah, we're really happy with that.
Yeah, wow. I'm very, very impressed. And, you know, guys, Post.Adolescence Glow plays unreleased music that you can never hear anywhere else. So, you know, you guys are in the special, the secret club. Okay, well, that was amazing.
Yeah, one's called The Thick of It.
Awesome. Everyone stay tuned for the release.
Yeah, sponsored by Studio B and WMFO. Thank you, Tony Monaco.
yeah, okay. what do you guys have next?
We got a little cover, a little Rich Girl.
Okay. Awesome.
Colin Oates.
Get into it.
Oh, yeah.
You're a rich girl, and you've gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, and it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. Don't you know, don't you know, that is wrong, to take what it's giving you, so far gone on your own. You can get along if you try to be strong, but you'll never be strong. You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you don't matter anyway. Rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, and it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. High and dry, out of the rain, eh? It's so easy to take what it's giving you. Don't you know? To give, 'cause you'd rather live for the thrill of it all. You're a rich girl, and you've gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, and it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far.
I'm a huge Hall & Oates fan. I I recommend, if you guys need any song recommendations for what you guys should play, Abandoned Luncheonette would be such a good song. It has like every single instrument ever. Or Fall in Philadelphia, the vocals are crazy. But I freaking love Hall & Oates. So that was great. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
What do we got next? What are we thinking?
We got a JoJo Martin original.
Okay.
Coming up, a little Surviving on My Own.
Yeah, while we move the mic.
JoJo, you want to tell us a little bit about the song?
I would love to, Jack. This is a song I wrote. Let me expel my gum one sec. This is a song I wrote. It's going in my pocket. I wrote this summer. We're moving the mic. Oh, yeah. I wrote this summer. That's fine. I don't know. It's about a breakup, as most songs go. Shout out Katie Callahan if you're listening. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
She's 93.7.
Yeah, she's in the Bowdoin radio station.
It's actually, yeah, whatever. Close enough. But, this is just like my. It's more. the song is about finding the friends and you know, learning how to go on. And it's called Surviving on My Own. And this is on our upcoming EP as well. So let's
take it away. Love it.
Let's take it down tempo a little bit.
Yeah.
A little slower. Oh, that's so fucking loud. That's fine, Jake. Waking up in the early morning as the sun begins to shine. I know it's time to be moving on and I can't get you out of my mind. I know I'm wrong to miss you, it was me that said goodbye. Way deep down in my heart of hearts, I know that we'll both survive. No, I cannot forget you, even though I'm better now. The love is gone, but the pain remains that's left me asking how. Surviving without you, I am doing just fine on my own. Don't need you to call, I'm done sitting here just watching my phone. Now it's clear to me to see that we were never meant to be. But it's okay, I don't need you, I'm surviving on my own. Second verse. Spent so much time asking myself, what was I to do? It's hard to imagine coming back to a home without you. Home is home, time heals, we're both moving on. Had greater pain and made it through ever since you've gone. And now I'm moving on, but some days I still feel blue. I know my life is better now that I'm living without you. Surviving without you, I am doing just fine on my own. Don't need you to call, I'm done sitting here just watching my phone. Now it's clear to me to see that we were never meant to be. But it's okay, I don't need you, I'm surviving on my own. Everyone says your first love is the hardest to let go. I thought that you were the only one I'd ever need to know. And ever since I walked away and I made friends who came to stay, I don't need you anymore. 'Cause now it's clear to me to see that we were never meant to be. But it's okay, I don't need you, I'm surviving. I am okay, I don't need you, I am thriving. It is okay, I don't need you, I'm surviving on my own. on my own. On my own. On my own. Yo, Jake, one more time.
Beautiful. Woo. Love the JoJo.
Thank you.
Awesome
thank
job. You. That keyboard is freaking great.
Dude, thank you.
That is like, I mean, I don't even play piano. I mean, Constantine does, so he knows. Oh. But, damn.
Thank you. It's yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that song has a lot of chords in it.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
and
wow.
I would say that it's been fun to like write music with other people, especially like Jack, because we approach it in very, very different ways. So it's like fun to like tamper my like. I just love chords, and I love like thinking about when I was first teaching them, I was like, oh yeah, and then we do like a backdoor 2-5 back to F minor, and they were like, what does that mean? And Jack said, I prefer the front door. And so it's like fun to like keep it real, and then and let's play Walk That Walk next. So
yeah.
This is a song that Jack and I wrote, so it's a little combination of both worlds. We wrote this in like a day this fall. We just like sat down one day and decided we wanted to write a song, and it was like really a fun process because we brought like both of our kind of background as songwriters and musicians together, and yeah, it was fun. And Mari doesn't want to sing it. But she will. Yeah, yeah. Mari, get it. Can you come stand with me?
Yeah.
Here, you want the headphones?
Sure.
I can't really hear the keyboard.
Let's really jam this one out. I'd like to buy you a drink, not one poured from the sink. Where can I take you to make you mine? Can't end up stuck at a crosswalk, cause you can't handle the small talk. Let's get a move on before we waste our time. I'd like to see you when you walk that walk, but I can't really see you talk that talk. Wish I could understand what's up in there. I don't care, I am lost in your stare.
As I open the front door, talking feels like a chore. Can't believe that you are such a bore. This kind of feels like an interview. 50 Shades of Grey, but you're one hue. Felt so different on the dance floor. I'd like to see you when you walk in that walk, but I can't really see you talking that talk. Wish I could understand what's up in there. I don't care, I am lost in your stare.
Watching you walk from my window, my weary head on the pillow. You had my hopes up, now I'm feeling low. You got me questioning my night, can't decide between fight or flight. It's not wrong, but it just ain't right. I like to see you when you walk that walk, but I can't really see you talk that talk. Wish I could understand what's up in there. I don't care, I am lost in your stare. Yeah, a lot of the music we listen to is, like, their performances live are, like, jazz, jam, funk, like, fusion. It's all, like, their live performances are very kind of fluid and
yeah.
No show's the same. So I think that's definitely, like, a bunch of that inspiration definitely comes from that.
Yeah.
And we kind of strive to be like that, because if you can kind of do it on the fly and make it work, like,
yeah,
you're one of the cats that can hang.
So I'm wondering, what are you guys going to do for... Spring Fling? Have you been brainstorming? Like, that's pretty...
Yeah, we got some ideas, yeah. But you'll just have to come and find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to ruin the surprise, but I'm just...
We got a few tricks up our sleeve.
Okay. You guys got a lot of pressure, but I think you guys can pull it together out of anyone. We're doing some switching around. So you guys do a lot of recording in here. I'm just going to ask a few little questions. How often are you guys in this space? Like all the time.
So let me just plug WMFO a little bit. If you don't already know, WMFO is a student run and community member driven radio station. So we have shows on air at every hour of the day, including this fantastic show. But we also have a recording studio, Studio B. So we've had fees in here for the past couple semesters recording stuff. And it's great because we have a lot of awesome equipment. We have a lot of great student bands at Tufts. So it's really cool to bring them all in and, get their stuff recorded. And our stuff, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere where music is streamed. I think it's one of the first student releases from WMFO on streaming, so that's cool. It's really fun. It's a really cool kind of balance to live shows when we get in the studio and really have to lock in, and you record stuff, and when you play something live, it just happens. You'll never hear it ever again, but you'll be listening to the stuff that you record in the studio a lot. So it takes a lot more time and careful attention to detail, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we haven't had you guys in here ever on the show, which is kind of crazy. But it's really cool to see you guys, like, all in there just, like, bouncing off each other. I can see how recording sessions could maybe go on forever.
Yeah, it's for us, it's really interesting to see how we translate our live show to like this piece of media that's just gonna like exist and how we want it to exist. So it's really interesting to kind of make these decisions and really put it. We really put a lot of we like to think we put a lot of thought into it, and so yeah, we're just hoping it turns out how we want it to turn out, and everyone would like to listen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, yeah, you guys are definitely one of the like, I don't know the right word for this, but like bigger bands on campus, literally and figuratively. But honestly, you have been like kind of more like on the recording side recently, it seems like, and now you're kind of getting back into the live show scene. Am I kind of being true with that?
Yeah, we spent the beginning of the semester really locking down, getting a lot of the tracks recorded. We plan on having this EP out by the end of the semester, at least by the summertime. So we're putting a lot of effort in. We're trying to get some gigs too. I think we have a pretty low-key one at Spring Fling coming up soon. But we want you guys to be able to take fees wherever you go. So what's better than having it in your phone, on your computer? So we're putting the time in to get some good stuff recorded for you guys.
We also have a show coming up on 420 at The Burn, and it's a charity show supporting the Last Prisoner Project, which is an amazing foundation that's kind of working to expunge and kind of make right for all these really bad and horrible, like, people. Not horrible people. Like, horrible crimes that, like, they shouldn't be incarcerated for. And they're working on getting everyone out for these like silly little marijuana crimes.
That's great. You guys are philanthropists and musicians. Wow. Okay, let's do some more music. And you guys can call it whenever you want. I know Jake is next technically with his DJ-ness. So he can't hear me right now because his headphones are on.
Yeah, Jake's up next with his DJ thing.
So, yeah, you guys can go for however long you want with the consent of Jake. So, yeah. What are we thinking next?
This song's a little cheesy, but we love it. It's called Girl Up in Carm. And we have a dorm here called Carmichael Hall.
Yes. Constantine lives in Carm.
Yes, this is true.
So maybe it's about one of the girls you know up in Carm, but, yeah.
To see where we end up alone, and
and I say, hey, we're both new to this. And I say, hey, we can't get through this shit. And I say, hey, can't get through this shit, and I say, hey.